Hello and here's a 9 News update for Sunday, May 2, 2021. Cardi B's song was a last-minute addition to DJ Khaled's new album Khaled Khaled, and fans are loving it. The Bronx-bred rap queen was trending on Twitter Friday morning, April 30, as fans listened to her cut, Big Paper. Khaled announced Cardi's addition to the record with an updated tracklist Thursday night, April 29. Cardi B vocals is in. Album 101% done. He wrote on Instagram. You know I like to sound really good because one thing I've been really insecure about is my accent. I have a really big accent and my pronunciation and everything. So I was making sure that everything was mixed right, she continued. Literally, I think Khaled got the song today, April 29th, at like 7 a.m. my time, so he probably got it at like 10 a.m. he got it today. And he got it mastered and everything. On Twitter, some listeners were skeptical that Cardi really wrote and recorded the verse in 48 hours. However, she defended the claim with receipts. The day Khaled did his video, we sent him the hook and one verse so he could know I was working on it and not frontin'. This is my message from last night, my engineer sending me different mixes in the middle of the night since we had to turn it in at 7 a.m. Thursday morning, she tweeted along with the text. Cardi also told fans that Tyga was recording a song in another room at the studio while she was there. Tyga was in the other room and he came to show me some dope songs and I told him I was tired trying to finish a song for Khaled and he said, wow, don't it come out on Thursday? She wrote. As further proof, Cardi also shared a video she took critiquing the track's initial mix on Wednesday, April 28. I was letting my fans know why I got on the album so late and unexpected with no video and almost didn't make it cause the beat was sent Tuesday night, she added, replying to a Twitter user. I can't even tell my personal story without you macking everything so catty. From publisher, Revolt. Cardi B delighted about 5 Hot 100 number ones in Big Paper. Cardi B got 5 number ones, you got 5 number nuns, she raps in her Big Paper collaboration with DJ Khaled on his latest album Khaled Khaled, which was out Friday, April 30. Billboard has provided a breakdown of how each of her 5 number ones have made history on the Hot 100 and crowned Cardi with many first titles below. Her major label debut single under Atlantic Records and lead single from her Grammy-winning debut album Invasion of Privacy moved to number 1 on the Hot 100 on the October 7, 2017 dated chart, and it remained there for 3 consecutive weeks. Bodak Yellow made Cardi B, real name Belcalis Almanzar, the first female rapper to top the all-genre tally without the assistance of any other credited artists in nearly 19 years, since Ms. Lauryn Hill's first solo Hot 100 entry, apart from the Fugees, Doo-Wop, That Thing, spent 2 weeks at the top beginning with its November 14, 1998, debut at number 1. Latin music luminaries Bad Bunny and J Balvin earned their first Hot 100 number 1s with I Like It on the July 7, 2018 dated chart, but the summery bilingual trap collab earned the New York native many more first titles. Cardi became the first female rapper with 2 number 1s following Bodak Yellow. She passed 4 female rappers who previously topped the tally with 1 number 1 apiece, Ms. Hill, with Doo-Wop, That Thing, for 2 weeks in 1998, Lil' Kim, with Lady Marmalade, with Christina Aguilera, Maya and Pink, 5 weeks, 2001, Shauna, as featured on Ludacris Stand Up, 1, 2003, and Iggy Azalea, with Fancy, featuring Charlie XCX, 7, 2014. With both I Like It and Bodak Yellow being featured on her album Invasion of Privacy, Cardi is also the first artist to notch a pair of Hot 100 number ones from a debut album, since Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Who's the Highest Yielded Thrift Shop, featuring Wands, 6 weeks at number 1, and Can't Hold Us, featuring Ray Dalton, 5, both in 2013. She's also the first soloist with a pair Hot 100 leaders from a debut LP since Bruno Mars, whose Doo-Wops and Hooligans produced Just the Way You Are, 4 weeks at number 1, 2010, and Grenade, 4, 2011, and the first female soloist with 2 Hot 100 number ones from a debut album this decade, and the first since Lady Gaga, whose The Fame Generated Just Dance, featuring Colby O'Donis, 3 weeks on top, and Poker Face, 1, both in 2009. She and Maroon 5 made Hot 100 chart history together with their collaboration Girls Like You, which spent 7 weeks at number 1, beginning its reign on the September 29, 2018 dated chart. The song also spent a whopping 40 weeks in the top 20 region of the all-genre tally. Cardi and Meg took WAP to the top on the August 22, 2020 dated chart. Both rappers drew in a record 93 million US streams, according to Nielsen Music/MRC data, the most for any track ever in its first week of release. It surpassed the haul of 85.3 million for Ariana Grande's 7 Rings in its first week of availability, February 2, 2019. Plus, Cardi and Meg earned the ninth Hot 100 number one song credited to two or more women, and no other billed acts, and the fourth in 2020. Last, but not least, Cardi scored her fifth Hot 100 number one on the March 27, 2021 dated chart following her performance of Up as part of a medley with Megan Thee Stallion at the 2021 Grammy Awards. She extended her record for the most Hot 100 number ones among female rappers. With Up being her first Hot 100 number one with no accompanying acts since Bodak Yellow, Cardi is the first female rapper with two Hot 100 number ones with no other billed artists. From publisher, Billboard. Thanks for listening. Check back for more, and have a great day.